Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Burning bridges. Now, listen up here. Just don't do it. And when I say sometimes you really, really want to burn the house down and you want to get that point and you want to do it or you want to say it, and I'm telling you something, you don't realize when you are and when you aren't burning bridges. Okay, so let's put it this way. Money Court is coming out on CNBC. I know that. I'm on it. The trailers are out. We're getting billboards, buses, taxis. It's an amazing show with myself and Kevin O'Leary. It's binding arbitration. We settle high stakes business disputes. They have to listen to us. It's an amazing show. You're going to love it. It's November 30th on CNBC. It's phenomenal. I'm not even kidding. It's my most favorite project I've ever done. And mostly so, in addition to Rewives, my new podcast where I break down the Housewives with a really interesting guest, I'm doing things that I want to do now. I am doing what I love. I've walked away from so much money for so many things that made me feel bad about myself. So I'm really happy. So I wanted this project. And it's not the highest I've ever been paid in my career. It's just a project I really wanted to do. And it's so good. And I just can't tell you how good it is. It's really wonderful. And Kevin felt the same way. I thought I was going to hate him or kill him. And it was the opposite. It was great. So I was having dinner with one of the highest up at CNBC. Now, CNBC is part of NBC Universal, which owns also E! Now and Bravo and all this other stuff. Now, CNBC is its own entity and they can make their own decisions, and they have the definitely wealthiest audience on television, which I did not know. So it's perfect that it's like a business show. So that person said to me that before doing this show and casting me, which, you know, I'm a producer on the show too, that they went to the powers that be at Bravo to see if there were any landmines there. Now, number one, it could be that I'm just an absolute nightmare to work with and I'm late every time I do drugs on set, whatever the hell someone wants to say. Number two, it could be that I really piss people off. And when I left the Housewives, it wasn't that fun for Bravo because they found it out really close to shooting, but I thought that I was going to shoot the season. My last season, they cast some. I suggested someone. Someone came through me for the show because I thought I was going to be on the show. When we are waiting for the next season, we are always the dummies that never know anything. Like, I go into a normal show like CNBC Money Court, I know exactly what I'm walking into and who's going to be there. Housewives, the talent has literally no power. So you are about to start shooting in a couple of weeks and you don't know who you're shooting with. You don't know who the cast is. It's totally under wraps. Okay, no problem. Now, I had earned my stripes after all the years there, and I was definitely under different rules and made different money than everybody else. That is just a fact. But the person that I recommended for the show was cast into the show, and nobody told me. So I found out and thought, what the fuck? Like, I'm the one who suggested her. Like, I suggested this person. So you'd think that Bravo or the production company would come back and say, oh, yeah, we're going with this person. But no, it's all under wraps because of the cast and the whole thing. But I felt I didn't love that. No big deal. Then something else stupid like that happened. And then because of a contract term, which I'll tell on Rewives, there was something that I wouldn't budge on. It was totally in principle. And I also was looking for a reason to leave. I really just wanted to leave. I wouldn't budge on it and Bravo wouldn't budge. And I said, they said, this, we're not budging on that. And I said, okay, is it best and final? Which is a term in business meaning like that's it. Now you never do best and final unless you're willing to walk. Because you will say to someone, okay, I'm offering you $2,000 for this piece of art, best and final. And then if you really would have given $2,025, you look like an idiot and you have no credibility. And everybody does that. And that's totally what happens all the time with the housewives and they're negotiating. So I was looking for a reason to leave because I know based on past Bravo seasons and how they negotiate that when we were finally up and shooting, if I wasn't filming, the production company would have pressured the network and said, we need fucking Bethany. And they would have folded on that term because that always happens for me because it's never something unreasonable and that it would have happened. But I just was looking for a reason to leave. I just was. And I said, we said, is it best and final? They said best and final. I said to my lawyers, call again, say from the head of legal, is it best and final? And they said, it's best. They said, yes. And I said, flip the switch. I'm writing something up. I'm posting a picture and I'm out. So we posted and we left. And the head of Bravo I spoke to, and they said to me, you know, you could have called me. You should have called me. And I said, you know, I'm not a baby where like I'm playing games with lawyers. Like if you have the head of legal, senior vice president of legal or the head of legal, but it was like a high up legal person, says best and final, that's your lawyer, that's your representative. Like they speak to you, they speak to their boss, you know? Like my lawyers don't just half-cocked go say things to people that are not on my behalf. And I said, yeah, I went through the, we talked to your lawyers multiple times, went back and forth. The point is, it wasn't that fun for Bravo, but I did not burn the house down. Meaning, I left after I got confirmation from my lawyers, their lawyers, my lawyers, their lawyers, my lawyers, their lawyers. Talked to my publicist, talked to my business managers, made a decision, talked to Paul, left. Years later, when I'm doing a CNBC show, which is owned by the same property, and the CNBC person asks Bravo, are there any problems because we're putting Bethany in the show? While I may not be their favorite person for that move, it was just business. It was just business, ironically. It is very personal. That's why I have a book called Business is Personal. But it was fair business. It wasn't burning some bridge. And it was just that I left and it wasn't that fun. Sometimes it's not that fun for them and me. So years later, they did not say to CNBC, run, don't walk. They said, no, no problem, which is how I ended up being on the CNBC show that I love. The point is, and I have more specific examples, you just don't know what's coming around the bend and who knows who and who knows what and who's connected and you didn't even think that they were. And you're like, well, that's not going to happen. But you know the other way too. Oh, I had an incident where I poured a drink on some insufferable women in the Hamptons at Steven's Talk House. And one of the women's husbands, and that wasn't even the woman that was the most egregious, her husband, he ended up working for Trump. He left Goldman. Goldman had done the first series of funding for Sirius Radio. The girl who used to be an executive producer at Today's Show was working there. And she every day was like, we want you every day. You could talk to anybody. We would like to have a show with you every day. But that would have entailed before COVID that I went into Sirius Radio every day. I said, I can't give you that time. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to Hermes every day if you paid me. I don't have the time. So they were all but begging me to do it. After the drink toss, Sirius went cold. They went Coldplay because that was a Coldplay concert. Cold. Like I fucked with the wrong person. And that just went cold. And thank God. But by the way, here I am on iHeart thrilled. And so it's a trajectory that I'm thrilled about. But I'm just saying, like, you do something, you curse someone out, you're rude on a plane, you do something, you never know who's watching, who they know. It just, you just gotta hold your tongue and your actions and be careful how you operate, because I wasn't shoddy in the way that I left Housewives. It just, wasn't that popular.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
My daughter makes fun of me for many reasons. One being that she'll come home and I'll say, did you get a compliment on your jeans today? She's like, no. I'm like, why? She's like, people don't compliment. I go, what? Talking about. But still, every time she wears something super cute, she's got the style, like she's got this natural style. She could buy a $2 shirt and everyone's obsessed, okay? So some days, like some big days, I'll be like, no, there's no, I'll bully her too. No way you didn't get a, I'll buy her something. And I'm like, there's no way you didn't get a compliment today on that. Because they're like these amazing pants that have like crystals all over them. They're blue and we found them at a French flea market. And I'm like, there's no way. And she's like, I did a couple of people. Oh, then they're like really cool sneakers. I'm like, you definitely got boy compliments today. You were wearing Jordans that are orange and red. And she's like, yes, a couple. I'm like, what did they say? Like, I don't ask her, like, how is school? How is your homework? She could literally be getting zeros and she could be getting D minuses, but I'm like, but she's getting A pluses in her outfits. And I'm like, listen to me. What were the compliments? Tell me. What did the boys say? I don't know. I'm like, I want to know exactly. I don't know. Do people like your skirt? Yes. What? What did they say? Word for word. I'm in a housewife scene with her. Roll the tape. What did they say? So she'll tell me later. She'll be like, somebody liked my something. I'm like, see? So then she laughs. She's like, Mom, you didn't ask me my test. I'm like, okay, how was your test? So then she reminded me. She's like, you used to torture me about my lunchbox. So I used to put like little stickers on that said like, have a great day. And I found these little cute cocktail napkins that had like these little puns on them. Like donut with a donut, like donut miss me too much today. Or like an olives, like a olive you. I'm making this up, but like stuff like that with cute like pictures. I was so excited. It's like, save the napkins because I didn't know where I got them. And I put like one napkin in a day. And, you know, you're amazing. You smile on the sandwich every day. And like, I still have some of those stickers now because I thought they were so amazing that I didn't want to waste them all. And now I still have them. So I got to start making sandwiches for like Paul or somebody because I don't have another kid. And maybe I'll just start sending my assistant like stickers and say, you're great. So I should have used more then. But anyway, and I wouldn't do like the perfect cut off the crust where it looks like a Japanese chef did it with like a Santuco knife. I just like cut the sandwich in half and wrapped it. And if we had like truffle pasta the night before or pizza or something great, I would put it like in a, I would put it in the microwave right before she went to school and like cover it with foil and make like want it to be at least like lukewarm, not freezing cold over lunch. And I made an effort and she'd have cheesecake, lollipop, cake pops and whatever. So I used to say to her, she reminded me the other day, I'd be like, wait, what did anyone say about your lunch? She's like, nothing. So I used to be like, did you have a great lunch? Like, cause I wanted to know, I wanted her to have better lunch than anybody else. I wasn't doing peanut butter and jelly. My mother was like the snob who like, well, now we know where I got it from, who just peanut butter and jelly was just beneath us. I had like a nice turkey sandwich and the fruit. And at my house, we had the cold cuts and you know, veal Parmesan, but not the crap. We didn't have Captain Crunch. We had Life cereal. So that I remember that little girl. So with Brynn, it was kind of halfway between. On the days I was lazy, she would get the peanut butter, you know, sandwich and stuff like that. But then I would always try to, if I did the boring, lazy thing in the middle, like the peanut butter sandwich, I'd try to like decorate it on the sides with a bunch of other shit. Like, here's a bag of chips. Here's a little cake pop. Trying to make myself a better mother by giving you all the shit on the side. So she told me recently, she said, you used to ask me, what do people think about my lunch? No one talks about their lunch. I'm like, what? What kind of loser should you go to school with? What do you mean? I totally coveted thy neighbor's lunch when I was a kid, or commented on it. She told me, she hurt me the other day, and she said to me, your lunches weren't even the best. She said, they were like average. You'd like give me like average lunches. They weren't even the best. I was like, that's shots fired. You're a fucking little bitch. I mean, what a fucking little bitch.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.